Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
What's going on, everybody? You got Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. You got us, everybody's a little woozy from last night. In case you didn't make it out last night, the singles mixer was last night. Gina's single mixer was last night, and it was a wonderful thing, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't make it out, shame on you. You know what I'm saying? Shame on you. But we had a wonderful time. Big shout out to Ruby Red and my man Legacy Royale that came out and did their damn thing. And, of course, big shout out to the big homie that was on the ones and twos was, of course, no other than Todd One. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to him. You know what I mean? We did have a wonderful time last night. You know what I'm saying? It was Jingles, Singles, Mixer, you know what I'm saying, Diva D and her husband showed up, Thick Nation was in the building, you know what I'm saying, we had people in, Shorty B from Albany, New York was in the building, you know what I mean, we had a host of people, it was my man's birthday, if I'm not mistaken, it was my man's Larry's birthday, you know what I'm saying, so we did have a wonderful time, you know what I mean, if you did miss it, you missed a shindig, you know what I'm saying? Legacy Royale did his damn thing up on stage, you know, kind of off the stuff, off the cuff, you know what I'm saying? Off the stuff and off the cuff, you know what I'm saying? Which was a wonderful performance. And then Legacy Royale was just coming to pieces at all the scenes and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So it was a beautiful sight to see, you know, it kept everybody busy. She did her thing, you know what I'm saying, kind of Acapulco style. You know what I'm saying? Did her little freestyle. She did her Hot 16. So, you know, you can go to G-Spot's page and check out all of the footage. You know what I'm saying? And with no further ado, my co-host on the show today is Miss G-Spot. You in the building?
I certainly am, Big Daddy. How are you? Are you recovering from last night?
Oh, yeah. I'm good. You know, I was laid back in the cut, you know, I really don't do too much drinking. I had a couple of beers and things like that, but I had a wonderful time meeting and greeting with everybody. LVPPW was definitely in the building. You know, it was more women in the building than it was men, but we had it under control. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Jacob Palmer, who was in the house holding us down. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people that came out, some people I didn't know, some people I did know, you know what I'm saying? But the people that I do know was not there, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let Gina expound on a little bit on what went on. Like I said, it was a beautiful thing. Go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of fun, even though there was more women than there was men. We did. We had a great time. You know, we all hung out and just sat there and gossiped and shared pictures and took a lot of pictures and, you know, had a couple of drinks and just had a good time. I we weren't expecting any performances by anybody, but I was glad that Legacy Royale and Ruby Red were both able to, you know, just get on the mic and spit and just, you know, entertain us for a little while. So it was a good time. It was a really good time. I was really happy with, you know, the little turnout that we had. You know, it wasn't what we expected, but, you know, it's Vegas, and people are a little flaky in Vegas, but, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, I look forward for the next one. Our next event that we're going to do is our picnic, our LVPPW picnic. We have two picnics a year, one usually in springtime and then the one at the end of summer. So September 7th at JC Park, that's over on St. Louis and Eastern Avenue, 12 noon, bring something to throw it on the grill, you know, bring your BYOB, so bring your own booze or, you know, whatever kind of drinks you want, bring your bathing suits, there's a water park there, bring your sports equipment, there's plenty of space to play, you know, if you want to play some dominoes or some cards, bring them with you, bring the kids, bring the grandma, bring anybody you guys want, come out, let's spend a day together, just, you know, chilling and having a good day, having some good conversation and relaxing on a Sunday afternoon. So definitely mark it on your calendars, everybody.
I'm sorry, what date was this again?
September 7th. September 7th. It's a Sunday afternoon, 12 noon, here in Las Vegas. So anybody that's coming in from out of town that weekend, kind of hang out a little bit longer on that Sunday afternoon so you guys can enjoy some barbecue and whatnot. LVPPW, Las Vegas Pleasantly Plump Women, do this twice a year. springtime and summer, we have our picnic, so we always have a good time. So definitely you want to bring your family and come out and have a good day and relax and just chill.
Exactly, exactly. So you guys make sure that you hit us up on Facebook and hit us up on our sites and everything, you know what I'm saying, for more info for those up-and-coming events, you know what I mean? So other than that, you know, we appreciate everybody that's been logging on and listening to the archive shows and making comments later on in the week. You know, it's okay to make a comment on a show that was probably a month ago or a week ago or anything like that. You know, we just want you to feel comfortable with expressing yourself. That's why we did the event that we did last night. We wanted people to come out and feel comfortable with expressing themselves and mingling and mixing and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so big shout out to all 686 posts this has reached. And I know our numbers are just keep climbing. We're at 445 likes, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all, let's try and break that record by this week by 500. Hell, we could do that in a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? So just kind of big shout-out to everybody that's rolling with us, following us, you know, keeping track of us, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Lady Lauren. She is, we didn't see her last night, but she's definitely on the phone and in the building today with our gossip corner, you know what I'm saying? So we are looking forward to that. So with right now, with no further ado, we're going to kind of get into our topic, which was posted not too long ago. And it says the topic for today is about stupid shit we say during and after sex. You know what I'm saying? We're left to hear the story. It says, what is the worst thing you can say right after sex? I could think of one. I'm sorry. any man that constantly apologizes after sex, maybe I'm sorry. Obviously didn't put it down the way he was supposed to. You know what I'm saying? The worst thing a man can say to a woman is, did you come?
Oh, God. That's, you know what, men, whatever men are out there listening, if you got to ask your girl if she's orgasming or she's coming or whatever, then you are not doing it. If she looks like she's having a convulsion, you're doing it right.
Right.
Don't ask her. Right. Please don't ask her. Wait till she tells you, get the fuck off of me. I already had 15 orgasms in a row. Stop.
Right.
I'm done.
Exactly.
Wait till she tells you that.
Right.
Until she says that, don't stop. Keep doing what you're doing because she'll let you know when she's had an orgasm. Trust me.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I got a great one. Number one on my list would be, what's your name again? If you forgot that person's name before even after you had sex with that person, yeah, you a dirty hoe. I don't care if you're a man or a woman, you a dirty hoe.
Yeah, you know. But if you got any questions, comments, or answers about what we're talking about today, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the topic for this evening is what are the worst things you can say right after sex or during sex, before sex, to sabotage the moment. You know what I'm saying? You know, and for some guys, yeah, you can't hear this, you know, you hate to hear this, you know, you get it up, yeah, you hate to hear that shit, this, that, the other, you know what I'm saying, a lot of women hate to hear this shit, damn, you awfully dry, why are you so damn dry, and shit like that, so, I mean, you know,
Another good one, our little Miss Asian Persuasion from Arizona said, see you later as you're getting dressed. That man is real good.
that was like, okay then, yeah, all right, to play, I'm a holla at you and everything, you know what I'm saying? But it's I don't know, it's, you know, and one thing you did put on there is like, you know, you know, we need to watch, we need to think before we speak. And sometimes it's not in a negative, derogatory way to be like, hey, did you come? And they said the other. Sometimes a man want to hear that shit for a woman to look at him. Oh, yeah, I came. Now, if he was in the manly state of it and pulling her hair, you would, like you said, you would know if she's coming. You would ask that statement in the process of a fucking moment. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. But, you know, to look at her with that, you know, deer in the headlight type of look and, did you come? That's going to make her go, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? It's a smart ass shit.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, yes, men and women, we do need to watch what we say during and before sexual relations, because you can ruin some shit. You can say something. You can belch. You can burp and burp up some shit that you'd be like, oh, damn, what the fuck? That come. I know we just had Sonic, but damn, where did that, you know, any little thing, you know what I'm saying? Be careful, you know what I mean? Some men think it's cool to toot their ass up and fart after they ate and, no, player, that turns women off. They be like, you nasty motherfucker, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? I didn't put my good shit on you to toot your ass up and fart it. And everything, you know what I mean? So, you know, we have to.
You know, that's funny. That's funny that you say, because I mean, everybody has gas and everybody farts, and I mean, it's a natural thing to do. But how soon into a relationship is it okay to rip one in front of the person that you're messing with? I mean, me for one, I'm pretty discreet about that stuff. I mean, if I have gas, I'm going to get up and leave the room. Or, you know, go to the restroom or, you know, something. I'm not going to just rip one right there and then. You know, it's funny because I was with my ex-husband and I don't think he ever heard me rip one. I don't think he ever heard me because I was always discreet about it. You know what I mean? I just, you know, if you got to do it, you got to do it. That's fine. But, I mean, just out of, you know, common courtesy for the other person, you know. I mean, that stuff can smell sometimes. It's like, can't you get up and, like, walk away or something? So how soon is it to let it rip in front of the person you with?
Right. I mean, because I've had some women come over and use my bathroom, you know, and I've had to go in there. I had to go out there looking at that ass. I'm like, all right, now, now you could have took it to some incense or some spray or something like that. You don't go in there and do that in somebody's bathroom and then want to close the door and figure flush in the toilet. You don't flush the smell when you flush the toilet. You know what I'm saying? You got to get something that's going to combat that smell. That's why there's sprays and incense and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Even match will work.
Well, that's true. That's true, y'all. Okay. If you got any questions or comments, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We will be right back. And, of course, we'll be bringing Miss Lady Lauren in just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This is Pillow Talk Radio live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a fancy car, diamond ring, but girl, you know all good things come in time. Girl, you know I do just about anything.
See a smile
on your face.
Don't
let your friends go messing with your mind. Down my love, gonna screw.
special kind. Man, that is hard to find. Told you a thousand times, baby, hold on.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here doing the damn thing once again. Another episode of Pillow Talk Radio. This coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was Gerald LaVert, baby, hold on to me. You know what I'm saying? And we got my girl up in here, Mr. G-Spot. Gina is definitely in the building. What's going on, sweetie?
My Facebook is blowing the hell up. As a response to the question, the worst thing you could say after sex, a couple of people on here. Steve Wood says, I hope you got yours. Louis Bruce says, should I tag you in this video or nah? Louis Bruce says, your mom was freakier. Let's see. DG from Powerhouse Radio. LV Rocks is in the house. He says, let's see, words after sex. The farm. I guess he's saying, "Did you come yet?" Yeah, really, that's what we said too. Thanks, DG, for your comment. Thanks, Steve. Louie, thanks for your comments. Yeah, definitely, you got to watch what the hell you are saying. There's another one here that says, "Can you like my fan page, please?"
Wow.
We are getting some good ones. Yeah, this is good. We got DG saying, "Did your grandma take her teeth out yet?" Oh, man, that's bad.
You know what I'm saying? So you guys keep hitting up the Facebook page and letting us know what you think. If you want to call in and hit us up at 347-884-8810. I think we do have a caller at area code 702-6699. I don't know if they're just sitting in here. We're going to see what's going on. You got Pillow Talk Radio with Fat Man and G-Spot. Who is this?
This is DG from Powerhouse Radio, just showing y'all some love. I'm loving these comments and shit like that, man. I ain't doing nothing but throwing it in and laughing, man. Pretty much it on my end. How y'all doing over there, though, man?
Thanks for calling. Thanks for the support. You know, we got you, too. We always tune into LV Rock Powerhouse Radio all the time. You know, I got your back, boy.
Hey, I appreciate that. Y'all just keep me entertained, man. I'm liking what I hear, man. Y'all keep me entertained. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate you calling in. So, you know what I'm saying. I got one and everything after sex. Did you swallow that? But for real, did you swallow it?
This one's not a funny one. This one's not a funny one. Tim Brandon says, "Welcome to AIDS." That's not cool, right there. You know, you need to get your shit chopped off. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you know, that ain't cool. That wasn't funny. That was.
My girl Quandalyn says, "How do you want to pay for that?"
That's when I swipe my credit card between her ass and shit. It'd be like, "Swoop, there you go, baby." It'd be like, we go charge it straight to the game. We go put it on EBT. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Hey, it's edible, right? Shit, you might as well.
Without a doubt. Well, listen, we've been having her on the line and this and the other. She's been sitting back chilling and everything. Let's bring her in. With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the lady, Lauren. Hey, Lauren, what's going on? It's Lauren Cakes, isn't it?
Yes, Lauren Cakes, Lady Lauren. Hey, guys, how are you guys tonight?
All right. What's going on with you?
We're doing good, girl. We missed you last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, some things came up, you know. I know. Gina was telling me earlier today, you know, at rehearsal, you guys is like clowning, having a good time. Ruby Ray came out, you know, performed, you know, did her little bar thing. So I heard about it. Turned out a little nice. So I'm ready for the next one. I'll be at the next single mixers, even though I'm not single. I'll still be there to support.
Right.
You got to bring your boy with you and just come hang out. Cause it's not just about singles. It's about people just coming out and mixing and mingling and having a good time and, you know, getting it in and, you know, turning it up. But I have two more really quick ones. Sean Roll X Rollerson, "Did you want 5x10s, 8x7s? My buddy said he also wanted wallet size or video." And the thing he says is, "Okay, baby, tell the truth. Was that a queef or was that a fart?"
Hell no.
Right.
So give us your opinion on the topic, Lauren. What is your opinion on the topic? Worst things that you can say during or after sex?
I have worse. I had worse.
Oh, wow.
Before sex, before it even happened, I can sit here and say, like, "That's too small. You're not going to get me wet." So, like, you know, of course, sex didn't happen after that. So, before.
Oh, wow.
I have That's All You Got or Who's Next?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Ooh. Yep. That's a bad one. That's a bad one because that man will never recover from that one.
No, he can't. He won't. He's scarred for life. He's scarred for life. Wow. I guess the question is, who comes up with the most hurtful insults? I mean, when it comes down, because let's be honest. You know, a woman wants to be satisfied just as much as a man does. And when a woman is like, okay, mm-hmm. then, and going through the motions and go, okay, I'm gonna let you be the one and everything. And then when he don't come through, that's kind of like, damn, I went through all of this. You know, that's like I could have had a V8. So that's kind of like, you know, who has the worst insults? Because we men go to the, you know, I'm sorry, ma'am, can you please forgive me? Things like that. You know, I mean,
right,
you don't want to hear
right.
that shit, you know what I'm saying? But then again, there are times when the man is like, okay, then, sweetie, that's as long as you could go. What do you mean you want to stop? What did that hurt? Or you know what I'm saying? Something
yeah.
like that.
No, you know, I think women will tend to be more hurtful in the things that they say. And
mm-hmm.
I think men do it more plain or more nonchalant. They don't really think before they speak. They just blurt out stupid shit. But women will intentionally cut you like a knife. You know what I mean? They will intentionally get under your skin and tell you something that's really hurtful. Women will do it more to hurt somebody. Men will do it because they're just dumbasses and they just say shit off the top of their head. They don't think first. So, yeah, definitely
right.
I think women are more hurtful when it comes to stuff like that.
Well, we're just dumbasses.
Yeah, they're more... They know more of the right words where it can hit a
okay.
guy, you know, their spot.
Okay.
I mean, I'm being honest. I mean, I would defend women, but in this case, I just can't defend women because I know how hurtful we can be as women, you know, where men tend to just say whatever they're thinking at the moment and it just rolls off their tongue like nobody's business. But women are more... you know, undermining, more, you know, venomous when it comes to saying things to hurt the opposite sex or to get their point across, you know. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think women in this case mm-hmm. are a little bit more of the snakeish type person.
Okay. Well, listen, Lauren, I know you got some hot gossip for us. What's in our gossip corner this week?
Well, recently on Friday, you know, Paul George, you know, he was here for the USA, you know, basketball. They was here playing at the Thomas and Mack Center at the UNLV campus. Well, he has mm-hmm. injured his leg. So, like, you know, his season is actually in jeopardy. And it sucks because he's actually a really good player. Like, he was definitely one of the stars of the Pacers. So,
okay.
yeah, he's definitely – if you guys want to send him some flowers, you know, some balloons,
oh.
he is actually at the Sunrise Hospital. So tell him Lauren sent you, and actually put my name on that card. we got Carucci. She dumped Chris Brown. Recently, he was reported with Carucci's friend, like on a yacht, you know, somewhere. So they are actually broken up. I think she deserves better. I mean, I really don't know their, you know, relationship personally, but what we so far know, she deserves better. So I am
well,
gonna, you
anybody
know,
deserve better than Chris Brown?
I mean, I don't know. I think that Rihanna situation, I think it could have been like fake, you know, for publicity, like to get like somebody's numbers up. You know what I mean? She might have really did get beat up, but like I think it was planned. That's how I feel. But I mean,
I don't know because I mean that kind of publicity. Nobody wants that kind of publicity.
Well, of
I
course
mean, no
nobody wants
what.
That publicity. But of course, like there actually is people who's dying to put their like to get famous. Like you know what I mean. So there's like different consequences for that industry.
mm-hmm.
And then we got you know Trinidad James. He actually got dropped from Def Jam. So if you guys like follow him on Twitter, he actually. I actually do not know why, but on Twitter he actually put that he got dropped and you can actually get his album for free now. So I don't know why he got dropped. Maybe because, you know, his music isn't all that up to par. His fan base is not up to par.
Right.
And then there's a couple of those. You know, a lot of people like to get famous and have that money come in first, and then later on really don't care. They just want that money right then and there.
Yeah,
they don't really think about it.
No, they get caught up in the
15 minutes of fame, and then they lose focus on what, you know, the long term goals are, and then when they decide they want to get back on that train left the station, you lost your opportunity. You could have kept up. You know, you should have stayed strong and really, you know, gone for the whole thing, not just your 15 minutes of fame.
Right. He even dissed, like, New York's, like, hip-hop stuff. Like, you know, New York is, like, stucky at hip-hop. He dissed New York, so, on that hip-hop stuff. So that's probably why, too. You know, him losing fans and stuff. Yeah, you can't be dissing no New York stuff on hip-hop. That's where it came from, right? Is that right?
Yeah, that's where it started.
The East Coast. You know, and then we have, you know, Remy Ma, she actually got out of prison. We already talked about that recently in the show. But now she wants a Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea on the same track. And her reason for being is because she wants all the women in the industry to get together so it's not like a cutthroat situation how the industry is making. You know, there's only supposed to be one woman who's supposed to be good. There's all these guys who are in the industry, you know what I mean? But we need some females that need to get together. So that's what Remy Ma is trying to do.
Let me ask a question. So she just got out of prison, and her numbers might be down. Would this be a way for her to bring her numbers up and get back in the game? Is that her goal, or is it truly because she really feels that women need to stick together and they need to empower each other? I mean, is it, you know, what's her ulterior motive for the whole situation? You got to really think about that, too. I mean, some of these artists are going to say, you know, fuck that shit. She just got out of prison. You know, what is she going to do for us? You know what I mean? Who's on to come up in this situation? You know what I mean?
You're
so, yeah, that I would really think about it before me. If I was an artist, I would really think about, you know, collaborating with another artist, you know, and stuff like that, because it could be your downfall by doing it.
Yeah, she just did something, a remix with DJ Khaled to one of his songs. So, yeah, she's actually starting, you know, back in this little industry, but now she wants these ladies to get together and do the same track. So we'll see how that goes.
All right.
But that is all my gossip for today.
That is all your gossip. And everything. Yes. Well, Lady Lauren, let everybody know where they can find you at and where they can hit you up at on Facebook.
Twitter and Instagram, always LCC. And Facebook, you can like my fan page, Lady Lauren. And that's where you can find me.
That's where they can find you. We are so glad that you come in every week, you know what I'm saying, and give us our gossip report. You don't have any local gossip? You're supposed to have all-around gossip.
Local gossip? Well, you know, we actually had this youth barbecue on the 3rd. It was for, like, some local artists, especially the youth artists. What else I have? You know, the Thick Nation Expo, of course, is coming up the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Right.
We actually have DJ So Hype. He is a DJ, and he is returning to the FMA Saturdays at the Geisha House. And it did start back August 2nd, so you guys want to catch him. He's really a great DJ. Catch him Saturdays at the Geisha House.
Okay.
Yep. And then I have a couple of updates, too. DJ Todd One, of course, is always at the Blind Tiger every Saturday night, and he plays it all for you, and he's a good, great DJ. And then also DJ Larry Love, Mixmasters, is going to be out at the Juke Joint in North Las Vegas every Saturday night as well. Excellent DJ. He plays a lot of reggae, a lot of house, a lot of great music out there as well. So opposite sides of town, definitely, you know, look into them. And then also, you touched a little bit on the Thick Nation Convention. The Thick Nation Convention, like Lauren said, is going to be here in a couple weeks. Lady Lauren will be one of the models that will be walking the runway. And we have a lot of models that are going to be out there, BBW, from ages 15 up until 40 years old. Different sizes, different races, you name it. It's going to be an awesome event. Legacy Royale and Callie Sky will be performing also at the event. So definitely want to check that out. Go to live thicknation.com to get your tickets or hit up DJ Diva D on Facebook.
Nice.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, listen, you guys, if you guys got any comments or questions on our topic for tonight, you know what I'm saying, which is, what is the worst things you can say right after or say to ruin or sabotage a sexual relationship? Y'all hit us
I
up.
I have one.
884-8810. What's that, sweetie? Go ahead.
After sex, it would be that was a waste of shaved vagina. Perfectly shaved vagina.
Wow. Man, wow. Man, you said that was a waste.
That's real shit, though. Like,
waste of vagina.
Now.
They said, yeah, but well, in the more words.
DG just said a great one. You said pull your hair, bitch. You didn't say it. Take off your wig.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, most of the time, sometimes you got to go with the flow with that, you know, and then you got to spank her with her wig, you know what I mean, and this, that, and the other, because she's already embarrassed that you just snatched her wig off in the process. So
her 27-piece,
you
slapping her with that?
Yeah, slap her on her ass with her wig and shit, with all that weave and track, and this, and the other. We'll be right back, you know what I'm saying, because right now we need to make somebody wet the bed here on Pillow Talk Radio. Okay, I guess we're not going to make nobody wet the bed on Pillow Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got a big shout out really quick to.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just had a big shout out. Arizona Rattlers just won their game 52-48. Marcus Pittman, number 70, Arizona Rattlers AFL. Arena football team, they just won their game, so I just want to shout him out. Congratulations. And it looks like they're going to be going to the playoffs.
Oh, Sookie, Sookie, congratulations, bro. It's going out to you.
Right.
Woo! Get a sound to your body. Drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Get a sound to your body. Drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lips, lips, lips.
I ain't afraid to drown, if that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down, sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you putting all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. To get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm.
come. Ready and willing, gotta give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all the spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty inside. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me, girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like
about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Yes, your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada. That's, you know, that was my man Chris Breezy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to make you wet the bed, you know what I mean? That's something that's something you could say after sex. Is, damn, I made you wet the bed. Or you, who going to sleep in the wet spot? That's another one you can say. Listen, yeah,
we are.
Who going to sleep in the wet spot? It's on your side. So so your side. So we're going to sleep in the wet spot. But listen, we got another caller trying to call in right now. You know what I'm saying? 6233. I think this is my man, Legacy Royale. What's going on, man?
What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. What's going on, player? You all right?
I'm all right, man. I'm just kicking back, enjoying this day. I'm trying to jump on this topic with y'all.
Yeah, well, now I hear you. Well, the topic's wide open, man. What is your take on it? What is your version?
I've had some embarrassing moments as much as I try to be as smooth as I possibly can. You see, I'm really a nerd. Underneath all this sexy, it's a nerd.
Okay.
I've seen some embarrassing things in front of women. Some embarrassing things. Like, I try to role play, but I don't know why my whole voice changes. One night I was Martin Luther King. It's a long story. Yeah.
It was Martin Luther King.
So you've been with your lovely, lovely lady for a long time. So now you got to put it out there. What's the worst thing you've ever said to her during or after sex, and then she turned around and wanted to pop you one?
The worst thing I said before, during, or after.
You gotta think that hard.
I said a lot.
I think we need to get her on the line.
I said a lot. we don't need her on the line.
Wow.
You're trying to get me in trouble. You're trying to get me to work.
You ain't said nothing recently, have you?
No, I ain't say nothing recently, but well, one night afterwards, this is after, you know, we're going at it, we hustling and tussling, and right after, I look at her, and I say, that was nothing, but I didn't mean it like that. She's looking the wrong way. I said that was nothing. I was trying to be like a G, like man, that was nothing. Let's take it to another round. But she took it as though, like, this ass was whack. Like, that's how she took it.
Okay.
One time right after sex, I started playing video games, and apparently that wasn't cool.
Oh, that ain't cool,
no,
bro.
That's not good.
Check this out. Check this out, fellas. When y'all go to make a statement of that wasn't nothing or is that all you got, kind of end it with a slap on the ass, you know what I'm saying, or a pull on the head and a bite on the neck or something like that. End it with some emphasis to make her go, oh, really? Oh, that was it? And everything like that, which is going to arouse her to make her work harder. But if you're looking at her like, that was nothing. Shit, you know what I'm saying? That's going to make her go, well, fuck you. You'll never get it again. I bet you that. It'll be a cold fucking day in hell before you get it fucking again.
Yeah.
She'll turn over and sleep on your ass.
Right. I'm fucking around and yawned after I said it. I'm like, that's it?
That ain't cool. That ain't cool, player, but, you know, it happens to the best of us, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know.
I got a good one. Nicolette Whitsett said, can't believe that much came out of there.
Are you talking about the girl or the boy?
Well, I don't know how she meant it, but I guess she can't believe how much came out of there.
Wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. That is so crazy and everything, you know what I mean? So I guess the question is now, what would be the right thing to say after sex? Even if you have the wrong thoughts. Hold on, wait a minute. The right thing to say after sex with the wrong thoughts in mind.
For instance, I know one for you, women.
Ooh, big daddy, you would enjoy this. Oh my god, you're so huge. Hit your buggy, man.
I can't do the talking during the sex. I don't know. Like, it seemed like that's how you supposed to talk, right?
Problem. You can't talk during sex.
I don't want to talk. I don't want to hear, ooh, I'm the man. I know I'm the man because I'm in this motherfucker right now. I know I'm the man. You ain't got to tell me. I just want to hear her. I just want to hear the sounds. I'm a musician. Let me hear your body make music. Let me hear the moaning and the groaning.
That's rare because men are usually visual and audio. They want to hear and they want to see.
Yeah, they want to hear. Yeah. They want to hear you. We want to hear you. You know, we do music. We write music. We go on sound and emphasis and body language and things. That's what makes us write. So, of course, we want that in the bedroom.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, that's weird for me to hear from you, Legacy, that you don't want to hear the words. You just want to hear the sounds, which is understandable, but usually a man will, you know, want to hear, you know, her boosting his ego. Oh, daddy, that feels so good. Oh, you hitting that spot or, you know, whatever. You know, men want to hear because that just gets them all riled up. Blood starts circulating even more and things get bigger and they just want to go at it even more. So, yeah, that's kind of weird. But, I mean, I can understand, but it's weird to hear that you don't want to hear words. Because most men, it's like I said, they're visual and they're audio. They want to hear and they want to see everything. That's why they want the damn lights on all the time. It's like, no, motherfucker, turn that shit down.
Turn the lights off. Turn all that shit off. That's a distraction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's, you know, I don't know. Some guys want the lights on and the, like, full lights, like full, like, freaking pull out the freaking spotlight and shit. And then there's ones that, you know, they're okay with, you know, low light and stuff. Me personally, as a woman, I find being in pitch darkness is so arousing to me because it just makes you explore your partner's body with your hands, your tongue, your, you know, everything. All the senses heighten me, myself, in the pitch darkness. But if I'm performing oral sex on him, then I want him to see that shit. So I will turn the lights on for him to see that, just to get him completely aroused. Yeah. But usually I like pitch darkness because that makes you want to feel around and touch and feel and taste everything, you know? So, yeah, I'm a little freaky like that.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Does anybody have more fun comments?
I got what Durin thinks. You gonna let me stick that where?
Loop it up good, boy.
Yeah, you know what I said? Really? You gonna let me stick that there? Oh, okay then. I like that.
I just want you to know that this topic itself has already reached over 1,200 people.
Wow.
Just from us posting on Facebook has already reached over 1,200 people, commenting, liking the comment, just a bunch of stuff. So, yeah, Hammy Hamilton, shout out to you. I know you're listening.
One thing that I do want to make a statement on this topic is, ladies and gentlemen and men, you know, what we're trying to get across is, yeah, we do say the wrong things at the wrong time and things like that, you know, during sex, after sex and things. What we're trying to get across from Pillow Talk Radio is the right things to say. What is the right things to say? Gina, G-Spot expounds on that every time when we get to a sexual nature. She tells you how, ladies, how to slow down and stop rushing the man because, certain things you can say to a man, it will fuck his head up and fuck his ego up, and his dick won't get hard. And then you're sitting there thinking he's fucking somebody else, and it's like, no, when you walk in the room, your vibe that comes off you makes it to where my shit won't move, won't say nothing, it's just dead, it's just laying there and everything like that. And you are right, Gina, you do have to get back into the intimacy of that because of words hurt. Same thing, fellas, when we say the wrong shit to the woman and we're not meaning it, it just came out wrong that way. Sometimes I'm sorry doesn't repair that. So we have to go back to the basics of getting back to the intimacy of sleeping naked and holding each other and things like that. Not sleeping butt to butt like Gina made the comment last week, holding each other, getting back to exploring each other's body and everything like that. A woman doesn't get instantly wet, not unless she's used to you doing something on a daily basis at a certain time. Consistency is the word we're talking.
But you know what? I got to disagree with you on that one because me personally, that doesn't get me wet, knowing that I'm going to get the same treatment. Spontaneity gets me wet, you know. But, yeah, I mean, you know, definitely if you're in a relationship and the man is, you know, having some issues, whether it be erectile dysfunction, whether it be just self-esteem problems, whatever, if you truly, you know, love that person or, you know, care about that person, women, you need to stop with the venomous comments. Don't destroy a man's ego. Boost his ego, you know. Show him that you care. You know, don't be a bitch because you can destroy a man's, you know, self-esteem with simple, stupid words and negative comments. And once you say those words, you can never take them back, you know. And words can hurt and cut
words
just
hurt
as much as a knife can.
You
definitely want to stay away from that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of us in relationships, you know, we tend to get comfortable. We tend to take for granted what we have, and, you know, we need to slow down a minute and reflect on, you know, exactly what we have and where we want to take this, you know, and think more before you speak. Because, like I said, words can cut like a knife.
Words can hurt. And that goes for both ways. You know, men, we have to watch what we say to our women, period, no matter what size or shape they are, and this and the other. But you got to understand that some of our plus-size women do have, you know, our insecurities that, you know, they do want the lights off. Some don't want the lights off. Some are perfectly fine with themselves, want the lights on, the windows open, curtains. You can open up the sliding door because they want the neighbors next door to hear them and all of that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? there's certain men that might not be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? And watch what you say because, you know, especially when someone has been gentle with you for a period of time, just because the night is not going your way and you're frustrated or whatever, don't be cruel to that person because that could hurt for a long time. That could end a relationship. That could really make you look real ugly to somebody in a matter of minutes when that person thought that you were a God-sent angel. But what you just said, that 15 minutes ago, sticks in the back of his or her mind, and that makes them go, no, I'm cool on you. You know what I'm saying? And anything, you know, and that's sad to say because we should be able to express ourselves and everything, but it seems that a lot of people can't handle honesty when it comes to being sexual. Mm-hmm. Every man wants to pleasure his woman sexually. Mm-hmm. That's why I say we must learn to our woman sexually to learn how to pleasure them.
Right, exactly. Hey, Lady Lauren, I know that you got to run. You got stuff you got to go handle. So we just wanted to tell you thank you for being on the show once again, and we look forward to hearing from you again next week with more around town and around the nation. So definitely have a wonderful evening, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, thank you guys. You guys have a blessed night.
Right.
And stay positive, stay strong. Tina, take care.
Love you.
Love you,
guys. Peace out.
So, yeah, I mean, anyways, it's crazy. You know, you really got to think before you speak. I know men tend to kind of say things off the cuff. You know, they just blurt stuff out and they don't think about the consequences of their words because they don't put that emotion into it. And women are more emotional. And so when we speak and we say stuff, it's usually coming from a place, you know, that's deep, you know.
Right.
That's one thing I want to expound on. Now, what if as far as action wise, what would be the wrong thing action wise to ruin or sabotage a sexual intimacy moment or a sexual intimate night? What would be the wrong thing to say? What would be the wrong thing not to say or to say, or the wrong action to? You know what I'm saying? We know PlayStation all night. That's number one.
Yeah,
right.
You know, if you're not feeling it and you're not really in the mood, the best thing you can do is just be honest. Be honest. Don't do it because you think your partner will get mad at you if you don't. You know what I mean? If you if you are in the mood, if you're not in that mood and you just really don't want to have sex or whatever, please don't force yourself to do it because you're not going to enjoy it. They're not going to enjoy it. They're going to know that you're not into it. And then it's just going to ensue into a fight or an argument or a disagreement or hurt feelings or whatever. And you don't want that. So definitely be honest with your partner. You know, let them know, you know, babe, I'm not really into it right now. I'm sorry. I promise you I'll make it up to you, you know, later on or whatever. Can we just cuddle? You know, can we just sit here and be quiet and just, you know, hold each other for a little while, or do you mind if we go out instead? You know, I really am not in the mood, and I don't want you to feel that I'm, you know, rejecting you. That's not it. I personally I'm not in the mood. And more than likely, I will guarantee you 75% of the time at least that your partner will say, you know what, it's okay. I understand. No worries. If you really take the time to think about it and use and choose the right words. You know, you just really got to choose the right words. But, I mean, you know, of course there's always that stupid moment where you say the stupidest thing and do the stupidest thing to, you know, hurt the other person's feelings or whatnot. So, yeah, definitely.
Exactly. You got the Fat Man and G-Spot up in here. And, of course, with my man, Legacy Royale, is sitting in with us. You know what I'm saying? He was definitely in the building last night doing his damn thing, showing everybody the new hustle and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to kind of wrap everything up, y'all. You got the Fat Man and G-Spot up in here on Pillow Talk Radio.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain, you come and love me. And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see.
Mr.
Figure that intimacy is just physical anymore, or is intimacy gone to the mental level? I think it's more mental than physical.
I agree.
Right. I agree completely. You know, a lot of times people, when they hear intimacy, they think about, you know, sex automatically. And, you know, an intimate relationship with your partner can be based on so many levels. You know, if you can, how many times have you actually sat with your partner, you know, that you, I'm speaking on partners that are in love, that are in somewhat of a relationship, whether they be living together, married, or, you know, still in the dating stages, but they are on a whole new level of being intimate with one another. Intimacy, I mean, when was the last time you actually sat and looked into your mate's eyes and didn't have to speak words and just felt that warmth and intimacy, that sharing of one, you know what I mean, becoming one with each other without having to use any words, without any sexual touch, without any, you know, no kissing, no actual hugging, no actual sexual intercourse of, you know, just sharing that intimacy. How many times have you really experienced that, you know?
Certain women that men are experiencing today, myself, not ready for that. They're not on that level. Their mentality is not there. When you do go there and want to do that, they're figuring something more than trying to fuse as one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, it can be,
yeah.
You mean, and I mean, our intentions are good. It's like, no, baby, I want to feel you like this, and this and the other, but it's like, you know, it seems like, you know, a lot of women lately are in more of a rush after nothing, but you're sitting there with something, and you're not, every woman wants a man to mold her and help mold her and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And when you do, you want to be molded into something else. You're not fulfilling what I'm trying to sculpt.
Right.
You're in a long-term relationship. You've been with your girl for a while. How do you share intimate moments? And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not talking sexual moments. I'm talking about intimate one-on-one moments where you just, you know, have that meaningful time together.
Right. Taking you too long to think, bro.
Well, for me, like personally, it's like Gina had said a few nights ago. I'm very spiritual. So even with sex, I look at that like I'm into, like, you know, tantric sex. And it's like Gina said, like when you're becoming one and it's intimate beyond sex, it can be, you know, you're sitting on the hood of your car under the stars and, you know, you're just laughing. Like that's an intimate moment. Like, I think stuff like that is very rare, especially in today's society. That's rare because now everyone is so quick to hook up and have sex, and they burn their bridges early when they do that.
Right. I think this goes to the whole thing of giving into your sexual desires or wants too quickly in a relationship. You know,
yeah.
maybe you got to take that 90-day challenge and not have sex and become intimate with that person before you actually become sexually intimate. You know what I mean? Yeah. What about, you know, dating and courting and taking your time to get to know somebody, you know, and becoming intimate on a whole different level other than sex. So, yeah, I mean,
right.
I completely agree, and I completely agree with that, man. Nowadays, it's, you know, some people say they want that type of a relationship, but when they have the opportunity to really be in that type of a relationship where your partner wants to be intimate with you on a whole different level and wants to raise you up and be supportive and be communicative with you and, you know, do and say nice things for you, the other person is not receptive to it, rejects
right.
it. Why is that?
Rejects.
Why is that? If that's what you
that's
say
what
you
fine.
Want, then at the moment
yeah.
it happens, you push it away.
You want to reject it. It's this or it's that or it's, you know, you're not... You know, we're not moving fast enough, or it's just, you know, I'm not, you know, and it's and what I've been learning is that it's not, because we tend to start thinking that it's us, it's me, it's my masculinity. I mean, you know, I'm not being masculine enough, or I'm not being aggressive enough, or maybe I'm not taking charge of the pussy when she come in like she wants me to, because of that day you wanted me to be aggressive. Any other day, you don't like for me to be aggressive. We get confused too. Women need to realize you program a man when you come home. And certain things, don't do this, don't do that, don't touch me here, don't touch me that, this, that, and the other. I'm not feeling that. I got a headache. I'm not this. I'm not blah, 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 blah. And after that, after a certain amount of time, a man gets programmed to that. So when you come home, we already going, okay, don't touch her here, don't do this, don't say that, don't this, that, and the other. Leave her alone for 5 minutes and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other, and then blah, blah. And you wonder, where is the intimacy? And it's like, you know, what do you mean I don't spend time with you? We don't. You don't do the little things, and usually the little things are the intimate things.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I agree. I mean, when was the last time that you actually laid in bed with the person that you love, just laid in bed and just faced each other and just looked at each other and just didn't even have to say any words, just stare at each other, caress each other, talk to each other softly? What, you know, what happened to those type of intimate moments? You know, and then that's really sad that people don't know how to do that anymore. They really don't. They don't have, you know, when was the last time you held your man's face and looked in his eyes and kissed him passionately?
Hey.
And that was it. That was enough. You know, just kiss him
that
passionately.
That
you know,
shit.
People, I've noticed a lot in a lot of relationships, and I see people out in public, I don't see people kiss. See them kiss, it's like a kiss on the cheek or a peck on the lips, and then they run off and, you know, whatever. I don't see people actually hold each other and kiss, you know, intimately. Not that I'm saying, you know, in public display, be out there sucking each other's tonsils
down.
Or whatever, but there's no need for none of that if you just take that moment to be completely one with that person and share that intimate moment. To me, there's nothing sexier or more alluring than to see, you know, a couple that shares that intimacy. And it's so simple as just the look in their eyes when they look at each other. You know what I mean?
I've been noticing that they're posting, you know, is chivalry dead? And it's like, no, chivalry is not dead. It's just that, you know, you get tired of giving it to an ungrateful person. You know what I'm saying? We men want to turn around and kiss you intimately in front of everybody. You'd be surprised. We men will get up in a shopping cart in the shopping center or the grocery store and let everybody know how much we love you. It's just that when we do that, we get little side shit like, you're so stupid. How you do some shit like that and the other and everything? And it's like, well, damn, babe, it didn't embarrass me. Why should it embarrass you? Right. If you want me to be chivalrous and be that man that puts you on that pedestal that will let the world know, then let me do it when I let the world know. But because
right.
of
right.
certain women's insecurities, they're not ready for the world to know that this man is in love with me like that because of the shit that you done been through before I done came along. And I have nothing mm-hmm. to do with that. You want me to love you right now and express that love right now abundantly.
Right.
And what makes
right.
what makes it bad is you made the statement the other day, Gina, about the social site. People want to expose their relationships on these social sites, and this is the wrong place for you to expose your relationship is on a social site.
Yeah, you know, you're sabotaging yourself when you do that. You really are sabotaging
exactly.
yourself, and I've been a victim of it. I have totally been a victim of it. You know, if you're starting out your relationship with somebody and you're really getting to know them, definitely keep that shit off of social media. There's no need for it to be on social media at all. If you guys
right.
are dating for a few months and, you know, now you're taking it to the next level and you want to, you know, be exclusive and you want to maybe take it to the next level and get engaged or move in together, whatever, and you really want to let, you know, people know what's going on, then, you know, I would do it very discreetly.
Right.
You know, just take it step by step and take things just slow. Just take it slow. And, you know, to a lot of the couples that are out there listening or to people that are having issues in their personal relationships and they're lacking that intimacy, take the time. Take the time to, you know, breathe with your partner. Look into their eyes. A good idea, too, to bring back that intimacy is reading together. Read a book together.
Yeah.
You know, that
right.
makes you guys... You know, lay together, sit together, read a book together. You know, looking at family albums is another thing. Pictures, you know, having that discussion. Things that you guys can sit down and do together that bring on those intimate moments. You know, cooking
right.
together. You know, bathing together. Just a simple fact of
Amen.
Taking a shower together. No
Amen.
Need for sex. Just
yeah.
just
yeah, exactly.
bathing together.
She preaching tonight.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I can agree with her 100%, you know what I'm saying? Because my thing is this, you know, and we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. My thing is this. These were the things that we were doing when we met. Let's keep doing
right.
the things that we were doing when we met. This is what's going to keep us together. You know what I'm saying? So we got 4 minutes left in the show. Any last shout-outs, Gina?
No, just to my LBPPWs, thanks for everything last night. Thank you, Fat Man, for you coming out and sharing the evening with us. Legacy, Ruby Red, you know, DJ Todd One, just thanks to everybody. Thanks to the Blind Tiger Bar for, you know, allowing us to come and invade their space and letting us do our thing. I appreciate it very much, and I look forward to seeing everybody at the next one.
Exactly. Legacy Royale, you got anything to say?
Yeah, just a shout-out to the both of you. Last night was amazing. I needed that type of night. Shout-out to my team. Shout-out to my sister, Callie. And, yo, yeah, we going places.
We're going to do this. We're going to do this, y'all. So, listen, y'all, we appreciate y'all tuning in. Go ahead.
Shout-out to the fans, most of all.
Yeah.
Without the fans, I wouldn't even be on Pillow Talk right now. So, shout-out to my fans.
Exactly. Big shout out to all the fans, all the BBWs, all my big girls, little girls, small girls, you know what I'm saying,
hey.
Chubby girls, you know what I'm saying. We love y'all all. And big shout out to all my big fellas that was definitely in the building. Big fellas was in the building last night, too. You know, it may not have been a lot of men, but the big fellas came out, and they had a good time, and they was out there doing the damn thing. So, you know what I'm saying? So for Fat Man and G-Spot and, of course, Legacy Royale, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate y'all listening to us, y'all. We will be up out of here. We will talk to y'all next week. All right? All right, y'all. 600.
Peace.
D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All your head is better show, honey. Give some love. D.I.P. D.I.P. is up in the club. All your niggas better show, honey, give some love. D.I.P. 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 is a bit in the club. All your haters better show honey dip some love.
Back up, back up. Miss Meezy coming through. Get a honey dippy when she banging BBW. A devastation, dominations of destruction. Super head tight, my Indian's combustion. Spin that ass around, drop it to the ground. Make a nigga coming through the ooh-ah sound. It's a meeting in my bedroom, you got me so anxious. Get into them jeans and get that ass a big spanking. Gotta put me soaking, honey dip choking. I'ma make her whip the bed and bust that ass open. Stroking, trying to work my way back on top. Fat man, dumb style, and I just make the pussy pop. Stop, drop, roll, wiggle with it. You take it like a champ, on some real shit. Goddamn, honey dip, you can take a dip. Fan and make it wet with a whole lot of spit. Going harder than the Alice Triple X, bitch. She just a thick chick, fat man on the remix. 702-716. Throw it up, if you're feeling it. Fat man, sharper than barbed wire. I blow loud, big game, breathe fire. I pimp hoes, pack shows, read the sire.
Nobody got me, pussy.
D.I.P. D.I.P. is up in the club. All your haters better show honey dip some love. D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All your haters better show honey dip some love. D.I.P. is up in the club. All your haters better show honey dip some love. D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All you niggas better show honey dips some love. D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All you haters better show honey dips some love.